After all, Columbus's crimes hurt nobody now, save perhaps the man himself, David thought grimly. How much greater had been the courage of Mary, a lonely, flawed child, as, alone, she faced the moment that had shaped her life, for good or ill. For this, he realized, is the core of the Worm Cam experience, not timid spying or voyeurism, not the viewing of some impossibly remote period of history, but the chance to review the glowing incidents that make up my life. But my eyes have not evolved to see such sights. My heart has not evolved to cope with such repeated revelations. Once, time was called the Great Healer. Now the healing balm of distance has been torn away. We have been granted the eyes of God, he thought. Eyes which can see the immutable, blood-stained past as if it were today. But we are not God, and the burning light of that history may destroy us. Anger coalesced. Immutability. Why should he accept such unfairness? Maybe there was something he could do about that. But first he would have to figure out what to say to Heather. The next time he called, when more weeks had gone by, Bobby was shocked by David's deterioration. David was wearing a baggy jumpsuit that looked as if it hadn't been changed for days. His hair was mussed, and he had shaved only carelessly. The apartment was even more of a mess now, the furniture littered with soft screens, opened-out books and journals, yellow pads, abandoned pens. On the floor, stacked around an overflowing garbage pail, there were soiled paper plates and pizza boxes and microwave junk food cartons. But David seemed defensive, perhaps apologetic.
It's not what you're thinking. Worm Cam addiction, yes? I may be an obsessive, Bobby, but I think I pulled myself back from that.
Then what?
I've been working.
A whiteboard had been set up against one wall. It was covered with scarlet scrawl, equations, scraps of phrases in English and French, connected by swirling arrows and loops. Bobby said carefully,
Heather told me you dropped out of the 12,000 Days project. The Christ True Bio?
Yes, I dropped out. Surely you understand why.
Then what have you been doing here, David?
David sighed.
I tried to touch the past, Bobby. I tried and I failed.
Whoa, said Bobby. Did I understand that right? You tried to use a wormhole to affect the past? Is that what you're saying? But your theory says that's impossible, doesn't it?
Yes. I tried anyway. I ran some tests in the wormworks. I tried to send a signal back in time through a small wormhole to myself, just across a few milliseconds, but enough to prove the principle.
And?
David smiled wryly.
Signals can travel forward in time through a wormhole. That's how we view the past. But when I tried to send a signal back in time,
there was feedback.
Imagine a photon leaving my wormhole mouth a few seconds in the past. It can fly to the future mouth, travel back in time, and emerge from the past mouth at the precise moment it started its trip. It overlies its earlier self and doubles the energy.
Actually, more than that, because of Doppler effects. It's a positive feedback loop. The bit of radiation can travel through the wormhole over and over, piling up energy extracted from the wormhole itself. Eventually, it becomes so strong it destroys the wormhole, a fraction of a second before it operates as a full-time machine.
And so your test wormhole went bang,
David said dryly,
with more vigor than I'd anticipated. It looks as if dear old Hawking was right about chronology protection. The laws of physics do not allow backwards operating time machines. The past is a relativistic block universe. The future is quantum uncertainty, and the two are joined at the present, which, I suppose, is a quantum gravity interface. I'm sorry, the technicalities do not matter. The past, you see, is like an advancing ice sheet, encroaching on the fluid future. Each event is frozen into its place in the crystal structure, fixed forever. What is important is that I know, better than anyone on the planet, that the past is immutable, unchangeable, open to us to observe through the wormholes, but fixed.